Welcome back to the Galveston Experience Podcast, produced at the Seawall Studios of RadioGalveston.com. We're up to episode number 106. And in just a minute, we're going to get the scuttlebutt on the Galveston County Food Bank. Super interesting and very important program. And it wasn't until I previewed the episode with Mike Dudas that I really realized how broad and deep this program is. And I mean, obviously it's very important in times like these that everybody gets fed, but a lot of good information, also how you can get involved. Speaking of food, the Farmer's Market at the Bryan Museum, Galveston's own Farmer's Market, returns Sunday, October 4th. So happy to have them back. Of course, they've been around now for 8 years, giving you a direct connection to vendors who create and grow fresh whole foods, including farms, ranches, bakeries, cheesemakers, and specialty food producers. So while they haven't been doing it live these past months, they have perfected a very nice online farmers market, and you can find out all about that and get the latest on their website as well as the island events page at RadioGalveston.com. And one other thing, it's that spooky time of the season, and the Galveston Experience Company just launched something kind of fun, the Galveston Ghost Hunt. It is a social distancing friendly app-based ghost hunt around the island. Includes a bit of history, some very interesting island locations, very historic island locations, and you collect all the ghosts, and there's a little fun surprise at the end. You'll find more information about that also on the island events page at RadioGalveston.com. And let's do it now. Let's find out about the Galveston Food Bank. Get the scuttlebutt with Mike Dudas.
I am Mike Dudas, and my guest on this edition of the podcast is Donnie Van Akernen, who is going to give us all the scuttlebutt on the Galveston County Food Bank.
Thank you for the invite. And this obviously is just unprecedented times that we're in, and it's just crucial. As I was sharing earlier today, that 25% of our food comes from USDA commodities. That's, you know, all sorts of things from fruits and vegetables to canned goods. But the majority, 75% of all of the food that we are able to share with the needy come from donations, just like what Randall's is doing, to share your holiday and personal food drives and canned drives and things like that. And we're uncertain. We've been giving out more food than ever before, simply because of the people that are not working and extra people needing help this year and so forth. And so it just, and really, timing has been everything. I know it was inconvenient during the summertime for Randall's, but right now is such a critical time, and we need it more now than ever.
Compared to previous needs by our community friends, let's say compared to the disaster that happened with Hurricane Harvey, how does this pandemic compare to, let's just say, the big need back during the Hurricane Harvey?
Well, that's a great question, and it's similar that people are in need, but it was short-lived, and this has been such an extended period of time. The unemployment rate, I saw some statistics earlier today that were last year at this very same time, we were about 900 people unemployed that were on needing assistance, and we're well over close, pushed to 3,000 in Galveston County. So it's just been such an extended period of time that people have been furloughed from work and all kinds of things, and that's been the big difference. And then during Harvey, it was just a local disaster, and this is across the entire country, across the whole world, and so everybody is facing those same challenges. And food, like I said before, is concerning for this fall, because the Midwest, Iowa, was hit strong with a lot of storms that they lost big numbers of crop production this year. The Midwest also is one of our largest meat packing facilities, and they were hit with very, very high numbers of COVID, and so consequently their production is very low. And so we're just facing all kinds of challenges this year, but rest assured that the people of Galveston County, when these types of things come up, they come out in full force and support and help, and we're just so grateful, and to be part and to represent the people of Galveston County.
Before we went on the air, we were discussing a couple things, and you told me about another area shortage, which I had no idea it was aluminum. Touch on that.
Yeah, so aluminum and the tin cans and stuff that the soups and green beans and all those things come in is in a very, very short supply. Most of that metal that those cans are made of come from overseas. Consequently, they're not able to ship because of the COVID. And so manufacturing facilities here in the United States have had to retool up for other innovative ideas. And you'll see like the pouches of tuna and we're seeing soup coming in cardboard containers now. And this all takes time. And so canned goods are going to be a precious commodity come this fall and through the first quarter of next year. So there again, that's challenges that they're facing with the food producers and things like that. So, it's just a combination of a lot of different things, but I know that we'll push through it all.
Let's touch on how goods are received at the Galveston County Food Bank and how services are disseminated out into the community. So first of all, where is the Galveston County Food Bank located?
Well, the Galveston County Food Bank is located on the east end of Texas City. We have two facilities just a block apart. One is directly behind the Texas City Museum. It's at 624 4th Avenue North. And our other location, our administration office, is at 213 West 6th Street and just one block south of where our pantry and our warehouse is at.
All right. Then if someone is in need, let's just talk about all the canned goods that are collected, for instance, through the fall into Christmas food drive from Randall's and the ABC 13 Share Your Holidays food drive. So once that's all received at the Galveston Food Bank, when it's transported that day, this year is December 4th, from Ball High and your trucks back to the food bank, what happens to it?
Okay, that's a great question, because I don't think a lot of people know this. But so at our facility there in Texas City, we do have a small pantry that people can come and get groceries and things like that. But our main distribution is through agencies throughout the county, and we work with over 70 different agencies. Like right down in Galveston, we've got Salvation Army, we got Catholic Charities, I am the St. Vincent's House, and several others. But a total of 70 over the county. And we bulk out the food to them, and they'll work with their clients and people in need in the community, and they'll disperse the food there. We also have what we call our mobile distributions. We'll partner with churches, and right now we're working with Catholic Charities at 4700 Broadway there in Galveston, and on Wednesday mornings we bring a truck, load of food, and people will drive through, keeping in line with the social distancing. They stay in their car, they pop open their trunks, and we put groceries in them. And so we do about 10 of those a week at various locations throughout the county, and that's another big way that we do food.
What is your biggest need?
Well, we take it all, but the biggest demand is non-perishable goods. You know, your canned goods, your soups, your canned meats, tunas, canned chicken, things like that. Soups are always good, peanut butter, and those things. We do a lot with kids programs, the easy opening pop top type lunches and things like that are always in high demand. And so that's probably the biggest need.
And I know this question is always asked to me during the food drive time. People will ask, well, can I just give a check? And I know it's more glamorous that day to bring a box of canned goods or several big grocery bags, but actually I know through conversations in the past with you, you can really stretch that dollar and really make great things happen.
That's right. And so the Galveston County Food Bank is part of Feeding Texas and Feeding America. And we get some of the largest buying power across the whole country that we buy at the very, very absolute best. And so a dollar that you could spend at on food somewhere else, we can spread that out. So like every dollar that is donated is equivalent to four meals. So we buy at the right time, and like Feeding America on our behalf is always negotiating. If for some reason there's an excess of potatoes, well, they buy, and so we can't always have a long laundry list of different foods available, but we do our dead level best to manage that, and a dollar can go a long ways, so we welcome it.
And on the day-to-day basis, how do you receive your funding? What is your biggest funding source?
Well, by far, it's individual giving, and that's the bread and butter of us. We get corporate gifts, grants, and things like that, but the basic foundation is the individual giving, and we're so thankful for all of our donors, and Galveston is very, very lucky. The food bank is very, very lucky because we have such wonderful partners. I mean, I could just go down the list of the Moody's, of the Moody Foundation, the Moody PEF, just the churches and things like that support us. Is just we just couldn't do it without all their help.
I'd like to remind everyone that this year's 40th annual, yes, for 40 years, ABC 13, Channel 13, has sponsored the Share Your Holidays food drive. And we're proud to say locally, Ball High School has been with the project since day one. So all 40 years, Ball High School has hosted the Galveston community's effort towards donating to this great cause. So it started as a small school club type event and has really grown into a citywide and even now countywide event. So we're real proud of that. And this year's event is Friday, December 4th. So it's traditionally the first Friday in December. So this year, the first Friday in December is December 4th. So we're looking forward to that. And Randall's big food drive, the fall into Christmas food drive, is now well underway and continues through October 10th. And what you will do is when you're purchasing your groceries, you can purchase a special bag for an extra $5 of nutritional food, and you'll help feed someone in need. And all the donations, of course, stay in Galveston County. That's always a big question during the Share Your Holidays food drive. Where does this go? A lot of people think it goes way up the highway into Houston. No, it stays locally and goes straight to the Galveston County Food Bank. So it helps out our neighbors. Again, all contributions collected during this special fall into Christmas food drive sponsored by Randall's will be included in the 40th annual Share Your Holidays food drive sponsored by Ball High School on that day here in the community on December 4th at Ball High School. Donnie, to wrap up, can you give out your phone number, website, for folks that would like additional information concerning the Galveston County Food Bank?
Absolutely. They can go to galvestoncountyfoodbank.org, and we have a wonderful website that they can donate. They can find resources of all sorts. And our phone number is 409-945-4232. And always, just if anybody wants to just stop by and say hello, come on by. We do require a mask, but we're just blessed to be part of it to represent the people of Galveston County. And Mike, thank you and the students and the other faculty that make that December 4th such a special day. And it's so meaningful. And like I say, on behalf of all the people that, not only the people we serve, but the donors, a big thank you for all that you do. And I must say thank you to Robin for her hard work. She's just an angel that works behind the scenes. So thank you both.
My guest on this edition of the podcast has been Donnie Van Akkernen from the Galveston County Food Bank. If you would like to be a guest on a future podcast and give us all the scuttlebutt on your business or organization, drop us a line right here at RadioGalveston.com.
Thank you, Mike. Excellent information. And now you can see what a huge job it is and how many people are involved to get everybody fed. And really, in this country at a time like this, there's really no reason anybody should be going hungry. So if you'd like to help or if you need assistance, make sure you get a hold of the Galveston County Food Bank or get a hold of them through us here at the Galveston Experience Podcast, Radio Galveston. Again, if you've got somebody that you think would be a good feature on a future Scuttlebutt, let us know, and feel free to share this with all of your friends. Let them know that this is a great place to keep in touch with what's happening on Galveston Island here at the Galveston Experience Podcast, and you'll find it on all the major podcast platforms. So enjoy our beautiful fall weather. If you're not on the island, you need to get down here and enjoy it. And one last thing, somebody had a great idea. You know, this has been a challenging season for a lot of retailers, and as we start thinking about shopping for Christmas, you know, why not maybe find a retailer that you really like, get a gift certificate. I think just about everybody has gift certificates these days. And instead of shopping at something online that just fills the pockets of billionaires, we need to take care of each other right here at home. So find a great local island merchant, somebody in your area, get a gift certificate, and they'll be very grateful. It's going to help sustain our local businesses. And the person receiving the gift is going to be getting something local, something personal, and something that you just can't find anywhere. So enjoy your week, and be sure to subscribe to be notified when we release the next edition right here of the Galveston Experience Podcast.